Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
I am Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with Fallen Woman. A weekly psychic fusion of forward thoughts, far-out ideas, magical foray, and spellbinding song. Stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn. Velocity Child here. And I have a very special sexy guest. You know them, you love them. And if you've seen what they can do on stage, you're quite lucky. They are known as Miscellaneous Dom Top. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm having some fun.
I know. Me too.
It's super cool having you over here for the first time.
Oh, thank you. I'm having such a great time.
I'm honored. Loved your performance last week.
Thank you.
By the way, at Trumped Up. I didn't get a chance to tell you that yet.
Oh, no. Thank you very much.
I think I told you that night that, like, that was one of my favorite power songs of the 90s.
Oh, I love that song.
In Vogue.
Yes, In Vogue
for Your Mind. Free Your Mind, yes.
That video was everything to me as a child.
So beautiful.
Very.
They, like, took the Supremes to another level.
Yeah, they really did. They were ahead of their time.
Especially, I wish they would have lasted longer.
I mean, they're still around.
They are?
Yeah, they're still around.
No fucking way.
No, they're still around.
Oh, that excites me. That's good.
Yeah, they're still around. And I think they actually released, they actually have a music video that's probably about 6 months old.
Oh.
Yeah, they've been touring. They've been doing
same
their thing.
Same member, original members, or a change up? There must be.
It's a change up. I think it's maybe one or two original, and maybe two or one.
It was four.
There was four original
dames originally. Yes,
they were fantastic.
Oh my god, that was so good.
It was.
And it's you're so mild mannered and you're so genteel, and before the show you're like, I don't know. What's Trump dump? I don't have anything political.
I mean, people are like, political act?
Just watching you on stage is an act of rebellion.
I know. Someone else has told me that, and someone's like, oh, you can't
I'm like, just pick a song that fits, and boy, did you.
I think it's perfect.
Yes. And you just didn't lip sync. I mean, my God. Full Monty.
Why not? Someone's gotta do it.
I was not expecting that.
I know. I wasn't. I will I was be just honest.
That shocked
sync.
The shit out of me. I was like, God, that's so
gonna
cool.
Do it. I was like, you know, I'm just gonna do a lip sync. And I was like, oh, dance break. Okay, I'm taking off my clothes. All of my clothes.
That was a hell of a way to follow God Complex.
I know. They are phenomenal. Absolutely. Absolutely phenomenal.
I put you two in the same, from the same planet.
I really love God Complex. So special.
Yes.
I've
seen you work with him before.
Yes, I have. And they are just such a gem. And so their spirit and mind and body and how they move is just, it's incredible. It's really incredible. Like one of the best drag kings I've ever seen ever. Just
like a violent runway model guru.
But the dancing is just unexplainable. I've never seen a drag king move like that.
I know.
And that's what makes him special.
It's them legs, honey.
It's that.
Oh God, them limbs.
Everything. The theatrical, the makeup, the movement, the everything about
it. The edit on that track that they did
yes.
With that psycho lip sync was brilliant.
Phenomenal.
But it's a hard act to follow, and boy,
yeah,
you carried that beautifully. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Yeah. Jaws were dropped.
Oh. Okay.
Jaws were dropped harder than your shorts in that act.
Than my thong on the floor.
Your britches.
Yes.
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 And speaking of britches, you do pro femme domina.
I mean, well, I dabble.
Just a touch.
Just a little bit.
I have an incredible list in front of me.
Oh, gosh.
We can start with, let's see, wait, hold on.
You don't have to go in order. You
can Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I mean, there's
nine
so much more,
specialties let's just talk about these, tip of the iceberg, folks.
These small little fetishes, and
you are a professional provocateur.
Yes. Yes. In a nutshell.
On stage and off.
Yes, on and off, of course. Mm-hmm.
And miscellaneous dom top loves to tickle all over.
Oh my god,
Not just the feet.
I mean, tickling feet is everything to me, but there's something about, you know, destroying the legs and the armpits and the neck and the hands. Hands are very ticklish, actually, if you know how to tickle them. I can imagine. You can get them right. So I've been in a
I'm very ticklish for very myself. Long. For me, my sensitive parts are like the insides arms, of the arms. Inside oh of the arms, my!
Really?
Yes.
It's just funny. Everyone's different. Yeah. Everyone's different.
Yeah, and what are your favorite parts to tickle? Do you find people respond the same way to the same parts?
No, everyone responds different. So
like a drug.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I love tickling feet, but if someone's not ticklish on their feet, I'm not going to touch their feet. I'm going to find their most ticklish part and destroy them in my armpits. Like, I'm not going to just keep tickling their feet because it does nothing. What's the point of doing that?
Uh-huh.
You know what? I want them to suffer.
Want to surprise them.
Yes. And a lot of mind games, a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. A lot of games I like to play with them. And
like verbal head fuck.
Yes. And I can be very sadistic. And I can be, you know, and a little bit playful. Some people like a little bit playful. And some people just want the torture. And, you know, I like to, just depends on the client.
And verbal humiliation.
Yes.
Of course, plays a big role in the mind control.
Absolutely. Just get in their heads and destroy them.
Mm-hmm. And spanking,
yes,
I hear tell, is your jam.
There's just nothing like seeing a fresh booty, and then you just see.
Do you warm them up?
Well, of course, you gotta warm them up. You know,
so you're responsible.
Absolutely, it's like,
below the kidneys, yeah, the whole thing.
You know, I love to destroy the kidneys for fun. I'm just kidding.
I know you were kidding.
Yeah, I know.
No.
You have
really
to warm
funny
them
coming
up.
Out
yeah, I know.
Your
I
mouth.
Love. I my sense of humor. Yeah, like, yeah of
dark
course.
Dark like
destroy
mine.
Destroy their kidneys.
Yeah,
they don't need it.
Who needs
they
kidneys?
Don't need kidneys.
Yeah.
You know.
I like to take one cheek at a time and squeeze it, and then spank it from there.
It's fun. I guess it depends on the person.
You know,
the
sensation of caressing up
between
the cheek with your fingernails. Maybe rake your fingernails over the top a little bit. Tap it lightly and then just smack. It makes the best sound when you smack the shit out of it.
True.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their different techniques.
That's my personal favorite.
Depends on the butt, I would say. Sometimes I'm like, okay, we're going to go like nice over the knee, or okay, bend over. I'm going to do one cheek at a time. Or sometimes I'm like, fuck it, get that big ass battle. I'm going to destroy
you. Like if I'm coming up from the bottom,
yes,
I like to do a full on, like, spank upward motion.
I like to
spank up,
but I like to hold it for a second. Like,
well, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You feel that,
yeah,
you know? Yeah,
sound.
I know.
My God, you have.
I do have big,
Dom
beautiful.
Dom Top has big, beautiful hands, folks.
But I love saying that. Like, your hands are so big. I'm like, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but they're long and elegant.
I mean, they're long and elegant, like a New York City ballet
they're
dancer.
Not like Neanderthal.
No, they're not.
Very
they're
elegant.
Very beautiful and
yeah,
long.
Like
and
like sculptor,
yeah.
painterly hands.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
talking about that. I mean, just beating that ass and just, ugh. And I love to see pictures after, like, thank you, goddess. Thank you, mistress. They send me pictures, and I'm like,
do you ever, like, I was going to ask you, do you ever photograph the aftermath, the marks?
I would only do it if they, sometimes they really want me to take pictures of them.
Of course.
And then,
trophies.
You know, they can, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's sometimes no pictures, and sometimes I'm like, hey, I need a document.
After I get a spanking, I like to take a long, hard look at it in the mirror. That, you know, so I'm imagining in this day and age, people are wanting the, butt selfie.
Oh, my God. These right? Deep, sometimes these people with these pictures, it's like, okay. Really? More pictures?
I'm sure they ask you for a lot of photos, don't they?
Yeah, they do. It depends on what the photos are.
Well, you got to have boundaries with yes, your photos,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Do you charge for your photos?
I mean, oh, pictures of me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think you're talking about the pictures of the clients.
Okay, no, so- I mean, ahead of time when they're... Before they fully entered your realm,
of course. They got, I mean, they're not gonna get shit for free. Mm-mm. Like, here's a free picture. Here's this. Here's that.
Maybe an introductory or two, but after that,
if they want pictures, they can go to my Instagram and look at my Instagram. If they want personal pictures,
yeah,
they want custom pictures. It's gonna charge, like,
right.
Yeah.
Do you know about the Max Fish website?
No.
Oh, you should get on that, honey.
Tell me more.
It's still around, too, much to my amazement. It's just I just didn't think something that was so pre-millennial would last this long, and I'm glad it's still out there. It's a message board for Domina and clients to get in touch with one another safely and soundly. Oh. And it's great, too, because other Dominas will go on there and call out dangerous clients that you should be aware of and nice. Protect yourself from. Great. And it's very gender friendly. It doesn't matter what type perfect. Of domino you are at all. And it's Max Fish with an SCH.
I'm going to have to check that out. I mean, it's like,
I'll pull it up right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, pull it up. It's so funny because people are like, have you heard of this? Have you heard of it? I'm like, no, but
now,
have
this
you heard
one,
of this? Like,
especially if you work the internet. Is it? Doom. Boom,
oh,
right there.
Take a picture of that. Oh, I don't have my phone on
me. Pulling it up right now.
Okay, yeah, that looks this like Dickie Virgin.
Yes.
I like Dickie Virgin.
Discussion boards are on the hang. No, I know. It's like you said, it's ancient, but it's still around. Look at all the around the world involved. You can get in touch with dominas from around the world.
Oh, that's really cool.
Max Fish, Domina Guide. There's all sorts of...
I mean, it's super old school. I love
it. It is.
Though. No, I love it, though.
It is, but it's also super discreet.
That's what I'm saying. No, mm-hmm. no, it's like Dickie Virgin. It's mm-hmm. like old school, but it doesn't matter. You know, keep us
it's
aware.
It's a really good informative source as an independent domina that I highly recommend that I picked up on back in the day.
Okay. I'm
when I was working for Angel Stern and the whatnot.
Okay, definitely.
In Arena Blaze, I work there too. Pandora's Box, I work there also. Okay. Right after they made that terrible documentary.
Oh, I remember seeing that documentary.
I started working there just like a month after they filmed
really?
It. Yeah, that was there in that time and place with really a cool. lot of the people in that documentary I worked with.
That's great.
Fucking nuts, man. Worst dungeon I ever worked for. But you gotta cut your teeth somewhere. And that's where I started.
Well, hey, you have to start somewhere. I mean, you have to start somewhere.
It's true, and I did meet a lot of valuable friends there that
that's
I hold
great.
Dear to this day, like World Famous Bob.
Oh, I didn't know World Famous Bob.
Oh, World Famous Bob was working there as a domina. I started there as a sub.
I did not
I was a pro
know.
Sub for like a year. It was really? Psychotic. I don't ever recommend that to anyone.
Oh,
and I'll never do it again. I was there to get over a broken heart.
Yeah.
Well, made me practically celibate for a year.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yep. Moving on.
Yeah.
And ball busting. Please tell me about that. I'm fascinated, and I've known many a domina that specializes in it. I've always been a little bit trepidatious because I don't know if I'm gonna damage the goods forever. And that I
God.
think was always my biggest fear.
It's that I mean, if
But
you're getting kicks like that, it's already
I've
damaged.
watched
Like,
Johnny Knoxville and Jackass get kicked in the nuts so many times. I don't know how he does it.
but yeah, but people have the tolerance for that. Like, I have clients that I've kicked in the
Wow.
balls and I kick them so hard and they do kind of like this jumping dance, which is weird, and they enjoy it. I mean,
Wow.
I have balls. I have dick and balls, and I'm very proud of it. But like
Glorious
when
dick and
my
balls from what I saw on stage last week, I might add.
Thank
Sorry,
you.
you went full
No, no,
Monty, I'm
no.
allowed to
You can. Oh
say.
my God, we can talk about my dick. I
I
don't care.
saw it, I can say it.
We can talk about my
I just
dick.
did a
I
big
know.
ol' holy shit.
I
Dom
know.
top's packing
I,
heat.
oh my God. I
Sorry, go
remember. No,
ahead.
no, no. I remember. I did an event. I'm not gonna say what event it was, but I did an event, and they told me you can get full nude. You can do whatever you want. We have other people who are doing nude. Blah blah blah. So I did a number, and they said the owners were very offended at my penis.
Oh.
And I was like, well, they're just mad because my penis is bigger than theirs.
Yeah, if
Like,
they said you could do full
they
nude,
full nude and you're
then
allowing women to show their vagina, but then they see a big black penis and they're immediately offended.
yeah.
I'm like, okay, be offended. That's fine.
When we're off the air, you know I'm gonna ask you what venue that was. I'm dying to
Oh
know.
yeah, I'll tell you. I'll tell you.
I'm so
I will tell
curious.
you.
And we get into mummification.
Wait, back on ball ball scene for a
Ball
second.
busting, yeah.
Sorry, sorry, sorry.
I
So
didn't really get to hear the nitty-gritty about
okay,
it.
so I mean, when I was asked to first do ball ball scene, I was like, absolutely no. Like, that's not my thing, because I'm just thinking
It
about
seemed
I know what it
extreme.
feels like, and I'm like, this is
You've been kicked
horrible.
in the nuts.
I mean, when I was a child,
Oh,
not kicked to the
no.
nuts, but you know, like something
Accident.
happens and you hit and you're like,
You fell on a
oh my, well, I
fence.
mean, you just
Something.
everything, kids.
Okay.
People nudge you when you're a child. You know, I'm like, this is the worst feeling
Accident on the
ever.
seesaw.
I never
Yeah.
want to have. I mean, you're
Bicycle
just.
slam. Yeah.
I can't even. I mean, I can't even tuck my dick because I don't like the fact of pushing my balls back up because I like
Oh, God.
that imagery. I'm like, no. People are like, oh, how come you don't tuck? I'm like, because I have a fat pussy.
I have a very fat pussy too, so I completely sympathize.
Yes. So I'm like, no, what's the point of it? I'm like, this is my thing. I'm not gonna tuck my dick. Absolutely not. And then, and I was like, you know what, maybe I try. So I gave him one good kick and his reaction, oh my God, was phenomenal. And then after that I was like, oh motherfucker, you're gonna get kicks like I'm the fucking Rocket. And I gave
Oh
him,
shit.
yes, I gave him some nice Rocket kicks. Because
Some
I,
rocket
yes,
swings.
absolutely. I really want to film a video of me kind of dressed like a Rocket for my Clips for Sale
God,
video and
yes.
just like doing little do-do-do and just
Fuck that. That
kicking
would be such
people.
a great stage show. If you
Me.
got a rocket costume, rocket music, and a gimp with
Oh
you
my
on
God, that's actually
stage,
funny.
and
Like,
you do a whole rocket
yeah.
routine, and
And
then
then it's
da
like,
da da da,
that's,
boom! Da da da
yeah,
da da da, boom!
that's actually.
Could be a
That's
really good
really,
Christmas
yeah, actually, that can be a
performance.
Christmas spectacular.
That would be so
And have him dressed up like Santa.
or Rudolph
Yes, Rudolph. With a little nose. Oh my
nose,
God, that's so
yes.
gross. But so,
Make
yeah.
sure it's
Note to
electronic
self.
nose
And
too.
it
It's
lights.
yes. And
So
what if it just
gross.
lit up every time you kicked
Oh,
him?
that's a good
Like it'd
idea.
be motion activated.
Yes. That's really good. I love that. I mean, just like, just, oh God, just something about kicking a man in his balls. It's literally the best feeling.
Was
Because you
there
get
ever a
this.
man in your life as a child that you wanted to kick in the nuts?
Just kick them for no reason. Is
Curious.
that, I
No,
mean, like
no.
someone in
Kick
the
them out of
past.
vengeance.
I mean, oh, that's where I got like this whole vengeance thing. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
It's like, I mean, you should try it. It's like catharsis. All the build up.
I think
of
it is catharsis. You know, it's more
all
than
this build up of like what you've always wanted to do to someone, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, great, absolutely, you're gonna get it.
Yeah, they're like the playground bully.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't, is there anyone from my past I want to kick in the balls? No.
There's a few people in my past I'd love to kick in the cunt. I'm not going to name names today.
It'll be nice. Yeah, thinking about it, I mean, there's some horrible fucked up people, but I'm just thinking about it. And I'm like, you know what? No, let that go. You don't even deserve a rocket kick from me.
Right.
Absolutely not.
It's too much effort for them.
Too much effort.
They don't deserve
it. I want coins for that.
Yes, you have to send them a bill.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes there's people in my life that are taking it for free, and I'm just like, God, I should send them a bill. That was like sex work. That wasn't like sex.
Oh, yeah.
Some bad Tinder dates I could have sent a bill to, basically, yeah.
Here's my invoice. Thank you.
Mummification.
I love to just wrap.
Saran wrap?
Oh, yeah, saran wrap. My thing is...
Do you like the colored kind?
I haven't really gotten to the colored kind. I like the industrial kind.
I like the red
kind.
Saran wrap. Oh, actually, with the giant
I mean, the ones that
roll.
Come... Yeah, the big
yes,
ones.
Yes, yes.
And just wrap them up, and then I love to get them.
Every dungeon I ever worked at had that.
Yeah,
the giant
industrial
like saran wrap rolls.
Yeah, with the little handle. You're just
and this was pre-internet, and I always wondered, like, where do they find this shit? Yeah.
I forgot, actually, I think.
But it's amazing how incapacitated and sweaty they get.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, you have to
poke
after.
Holes.
Yeah, of course. And they're just
they're still dripping.
Drenching. I mean, yeah. And I would say saran wrap. And I like to get crafty with duct tape. And sometimes I'll make them little outfits or like little mm-hmm. stripes or little head wraps. And uh-huh. I just get really crafty.
Creative.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, we're going to make you a little something. There you go.
Do you use like color duct tape too? Or just
it depends.
Stick with the silver
I like crown. The silver. But then, I mean, whatever is around. Okay,
the
great.
Silver has that serial killer
yeah.
appeal.
No, that's, yeah, that kind of, I mean, they usually see the silver and it immediately triggers something.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, I'm going to go get you some leopard
Because they watch
line.
Some murder porn
yeah,
on
it's
TV.
Just,
and
they, ugh, yeah. Yeah, sickos.
Are you kidding? I love my murder porn.
Your murder porn.
Do you watch murder porn?
No, that's not my thing.
You were telling me earlier that is it okay if I bring up Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah, you can bring it up.
Is that too personal?
No, you can bring up Game of Thrones.
Okay.
I'll just talk about
it. You were telling me that you couldn't continue watching Game of Thrones because you care not for blood and guts in your cinema.
No, I don't. It's I don't like... I can't watch a Quentin Tarantino movie with all the Kill Bill and... I mean, I was covered when I was watching Django at the end. Where
that's the best.
Just
it's so good,
see, I can't look at that because I'm just like, no. Or I just can't look at Saw. I can't look at any other, like, those
well,
grotesque...
Well, Saw I
that's
can't do because that feels that's like just... there's... At least with Tarantino, there's a plot.
Yeah.
And you care that the person's being destroyed. Like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like there's an emotional investment.
I just
but with something not, like Saw,
yeah, hey, well, that's on another
like, or Friday the 13th,
yeah,
that kind of Freddy Krueger stuff. I prefer my horror to be more psychological.
No,
than
I, if
visceral.
I do watch horror, I would prefer that to.
I love Kill Bill.
I mean, I don't love Kill Bill. I'm sorry.
I think it as a woman.
I haven't seen that in a long time. Maybe
that's
I should
where
try
I'm
to stomach
from.
And watch it. Oh, yeah, that is true. The whole plot line, the whole story.
Oh,
that is true, but I'm talking about more. I mean, I can't even watch.
She's metaphorically smashing her way through the patriarchy, pussy wagon and all.
That's so true.
Oh, yes.
American Horror. I mean, I can't even watch an American Horror
American
Story.
American Horror Story!
I couldn't watch it.
Oh.
I mean, I watched. I got through True Blood, actually, but still, I could. I would have
oh,
to cover my
Oh, you can handle
eyes.
True Blood.
It was
certain
really
seasons
hard
avoid
for me.
American Horror Story
yeah,
season
of course.
2 Asylum.
I'm good.
Don't even go
no,
near
I'm good.
It. Don't watch Roanoke. Avoid it. Avoid the cult one. just go straight for Freak Show, Coven, and Apocalypse. Those are the ones you can stomach.
I mean, I'm just, everyone's different. Like, I don't like blood. Like, I don't do medical. Right. And it's just what it is. And some people are like, you don't do medical.
Everyone's different. I'm amazed you were able to watch my knife act.
I mean, because I would talk to you before. So I knew, like, what was going on.
You knew I was
going
to
win. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We talked before. Right, and I watched a little bit of it. And I was like, okay, I'll book this for my show. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, nice, though. I brought tit bondage to your show instead.
I loved it.
Because it was called hardcore. It was all bondage themed. So I thought, no knife here. Let's just do Handmaid's Tale tit bondage.
I thought it was great. It was perfect.
Yeah, thank you. And you blew me away again last week at Trumped Up. I really appreciated what you brought to the show.
Thank you.
So, with the mummification comes lots of objectification. We get to sexualizing someone as an object for permanent satisfaction and use, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that leads into sissy play. Slut training.
I mean, I can't even tell. Oh my gosh, I just, like, before I've gotten to all this, I was like, wow, I didn't really realize how many men love to dress up in women's clothes.
Oh!
They're so fucking obsessed.
Yes.
Obsessed. So, I'm like,
they want to, the grass is always greener.
No, it really, I mean, it really is. I mean, it really is true, but I'm like,
the patriarchy doesn't just put women in a prison. It puts men in a prison, too. Men are just as trapped in their roles. And there's so many sides to them that are not allowed to come out.
Yeah, they're not allowed to come out. They're not allowed to be who they are.
Yeah, they get pussy envy sometimes. And other times they just need to find a safe outlet to get out all of their yen.
If you will. And just to see them, like, kind of like, I'm not going to be judged. They can be wearing a fucking Ricky's wig that's ratted, fucking kitten heels from Payless, and a $10 dress, and they feel...
And a garter belt from Kmart.
And they feel amazing.
Yes.
You can't tell them anything. I tell them everything, because I'm like, you look like shit. Mm-hmm. But I let them have it, but still, it's just the fact I'm like, this brings you pleasure. Like, okay, this is great, you know?
Yep.
I really enjoy sissification.
It's a cathartic experience for a lot of very straight businessmen that are held into very strict roles.
Very true.
Yes. It's I had a lot of Hasidic clients, too, back in the day.
I've had my shit.
There's that whole...
I mean, my first client was a Hasidic.
Uh-huh. Please, do tell. Any anecdotes?
I mean, he came to me and was just... I mean, he just was like, I don't know what I like. I'm like, well, why are you here? He goes... I just think you're beautiful, and I just need to find what I like, and I was trying all this stuff, and he was like, no, no, and then I gave him one, and he was like, there we go, and it was the spanking that really did it for him. He was total spank set, like spank, 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 spank,
wow,
spanking cane.
Caning?
Yes.
I mean, funny. I consider myself a power bottom on some level, but I cannot take it. Fuck you with the cane. I ain't going near that shit. I'm just not like a pain slut. That's the most painful form of spanking.
I love pain sluts. I mean, you can pinch me and I'll be like, ow. Like, I don't like pain, but I love to dish it out. And I like people that love... They enjoy it and they love it on another level. Mm-hmm. And that's
subspace.
And it's just, they love it. I used to have a client, I used to just cane. And it's so funny. I'm like, I can't look at blood, but I was caning his butt too.
So it gets all red and shit.
And I'm like,
okay,
we're good, we're good, we're good. Wow. You know what I mean? But still, like, I actually could look at it. Actually, look at me. I actually could look at it.
But it's and, more still life at that moment. Yeah, that it's is. Not I like mean, running and gushing. And
yeah, no, it wasn't like that. But he was, oh my God, what a pain slut. Such a, pain slots make me very happy. See, I get all excited. Very excited when we start talking about pain slots.
I'm getting weirdly turned on now myself. Your inner pimp.
My inner pimp?
This really brings out what we talked about earlier about...
About what?
Sissy training and slut training. And
all they want to do is dress up like... They want to dress up like sissies. They want to be pimped out. Uh-huh. They want me to pimp. I mean, I love saying I'm going to pimp them out for a quarter to black men with 15-inch dicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, take them to the... To the Nickelodeon, take him down to the adult theater, the glory holes, right?
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I mean, just saying that, and they're just like,
they're horrified, but they're so turned on.
They're like, I want this, and I want a big black dick, and this, and that. You're like, okay, is this what you want?
They couldn't really do it.
Of course they can't.
That they come to you for that fantasy, though.
That's... Yeah, no, they always say, oh, I want you to fuck me. I want you to do this. And I'm like, number one, I'm not going to fuck you. I would never fuck you. Number two, if I did fuck you...
Do you ever fist anyone?
I don't fist anyone.
I used to. I should. I did some fisting back in the day. There's
something about fisting.
It was never my favorite.
It
was weird. Never got into it. I did a few fisting sessions, but I never made it my specialty.
Really? No. Fisting's not my thing. Yeah, surprisingly, fisting's not my thing. But back when I'm saying, like, what did I say? Like, I'm not gonna fuck you, because if I ever did fuck you, like, I just gave you the full fantasy. Like, I want you to never have that full fantasy.
Yeah, so
I'm like,
no build
you
up.
Want this big black dick? You want this? And I'll show that. And I'm like, yeah, there's gonna be an ambulance. Like, mm-hmm. No, absolutely not. They would see and be like, and I'm like, yeah. And plus, it's not going to happen. I'm never going to let you win. No, right. Absolutely not.
Well, bless your heart. That's what you say to them.
I can't just give it to them.
You just say, because well, bless your little cotton socks.
I feel like they win. Like, they get that full fantasy and they win.
Yeah, it's true.
And I don't want them to win. You're not going to win with me. You're not going to get this big black dick.
Right.
Absolutely not.
You can look at it, though.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm being nice. You take a look at it.
Do you ever achieve erection at all during session? If so...
Weirdly...
How do you control it?
It's so funny. I usually don't, but sometimes I will get a little turned on by seeing their reactions and I knowing that they're into it, and I'll be in the moment and be into it, but I'm never fully like... I'm rock hard. Look at my dick. Like,
right. But it just occasionally...
Of course, it goes up and down. Naturally, I have a penis.
You know what? I had to ask.
Yes, please ask. No, you can ask.
Listen, I used to do smothering sessions back in the day. Not often, but a few times. And sometimes you get turned on. What are you going to do?
It's funny because whenever I do smothering, I get turned on too. Because I'm like, you're going to chuck on this big black ass. Mm-hmm. I'm going to smother your fucking face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. Actually, thinking about that, I get
a little turned on during smothering.
Like, I'm kind of like liking this. Like, no. Smothering is...
Especially when they're tied up.
I mean...
And they can't do shit.
Tied
about
up
it.
With the classic... tape we were talking about over there.
The serial killer tape. Yes.
Something about that tape that's a trickle for them. They love that. Here.
Now, you have taken this iconic skill set and brought it to the stage as Miscellaneous Dom Top for the last 4 years.
Yes.
And, your biggest iconic inspiration, Grace Jones, correct?
Yes, Grace Jones is
I could totally see that when you perform.
Grace Jones is
Do you
an icon.
Use her in your work and on stage?
I'm always like, I'm gonna do. I haven't done the Grace number, and I've been
Fuck
planning.
Off.
Yeah,
what?
No. I'm always planning it, but then
as
I always
tall
go,
as you are, slender and bald and beautiful as you are,
else.
I'm amazed.
No, and I always go for something else, and I'm like, no, this year
that
there will
better
be. Trust
be your
me.
Next one.
Oh
I
no,
swear
I'm
to
working
fucking
on some
God.
Grace. No. I'm working.
You got
to
get
some
in
grace.
On that.
Oh, I am. I'm working on some Grace. Trust me.
Because I can see how Grace Jones in your performances when I see you on stage.
Just,
has heavily influenced
it's
you.
Like
you're
a
very
strong,
talented.
Beautiful, grounded black woman. That
you, that's what I see when I see you on stage.
Fuck. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, she's clearly influenced you.
No, she really has.
I could,
like, I've
yes.
seen her. I've seen her twice, and
her stage presence.
She
unprecedented.
Just, she has everyone's attention when she's performing. Even when she's talking, like, you're just like, you're mesmerized.
And a little nervous, too.
A bit, actually. Mm-hmm. Actually, a bit. I actually would get a little, just a touch bit of nervous around her. But then I know after talking to her, I'd be totally fine.
Yeah. Because if she's disrespected, phenomenal. She can turn at any moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we love about her.
Yeah, of course. It's like, oh, well, make sure I...
True diva. Yeah.
She, you know, she really is. I just, oh my, she's just phenomenal. She's phenomenal.
I'm going to list the, and correct me if I'm wrong, the songs that you, well, actually, I would like, here's the list that you gave me. Is this the order that you would like the songs to go into tonight? In honor of you tonight, Miscellaneous Dom Top. We're going to do a special Grace Jones playlist
Grace
coming
Jones
out.
For me.
Fuck yes.
Great.
What order would you
oh
like these
let's,
songs to
actually,
go
I'm
in?
Actually, I'm changing up some stuff.
We're let's, looking like we have about 20 minutes. I would pick four?
Four? Oh, God, it's so hard.
I know. Out okay. of the six here, what would you like? I know, it's...
Yeah. Actually, this is not on the list. We need to have Slave to the Rhythm. Slave to the Rhythm.
Okay, hold on.
First.
Making a new list.
Yeah, we're making a new
Turning
list.
Page.
Let's do
Slave
to the Rhythm.
To the Rhythm.
And then let's do Warm Leatherette.
Mm-hmm. How appropriate.
Followed by I've seen that face before.
Strange.
Yeah, Strange. I've seen that face before.
Mm-hmm. My favorite.
Oh, that's what got me into her. Like, I was like, what is this? Like, I never really listened to her back
in the
day.
Have you seen
the
video for
Yes,
it?
And I Googled it. Oh, I mean, I so looked good. It up on YouTube, and I was just like...
Rare video. Early
yeah.
in the days of music
yeah.
video.
And I was just like, okay, this is literally my new song. And it was on... For years, I still listen to it. And God, what? I guess I have so many of them.
All right, now here's the other ones. There's Pull Up to the
my
bumper
Baby.
Pull Up to My bumper Baby. Private Life.
Private
Corporate
Life,
Cannibal have. And Hurricane.
Oh, Corporate Cannibal. Let's go with what did I say?
Private Life.
Yeah.
Corporate
oh,
Cannibal
Life
Hurricane.
There, right. Private.
No,
oh,
we have
didn't.
Slave to the Rhythm,
no,
Warm Leatherette, Strange.
Let's do Private Life.
Private Life has to happen.
It's just like... Oh,
all right, that's happening, folks.
The beat of that is just so right. beautiful.
Thank you so thoroughly
Thank you
for
me.
Your candor and your educated experience that you shared with us tonight.
Thank you.
And I fucking love Grace Jones, so I'm very excited about this
I
playlist coming
Jones
out, folks.
Too. I'm like, I don't know what to play on my Grace Jones. Grace Jones.
Thank you. Oh my God. I love you so much.
I love you too, Bossy.
Miscellaneous Dom Top.
I love you too, Bossy.
Raise your Fiji,
oh, my Fiji
to my
water.
Coca-Cola.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh. And you have been listening to Fallen Woman on Radio Free Brooklyn. And please tune in next week and every week. We air at the stroke of midnight every Friday on Radio Free Brooklyn. And I'm extremely honored to have had as my guest tonight on the 140th show, Miscellaneous Dom Top. And before we split, where can we find you in cyberspace?
I mean, you can find me on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
As?
Yes, it's Miscellaneous Dom Top, but I spell it like this. It's MISC underscore ALLANEOUSDOMTOP. You also can find me on Twitter at Miscellaneous, MISC underscore ALLANEOUSDOMTOP.
Fabulous. And you can find archive shows on Fallen Woman, of Fallen Woman, at fallenwoman.com. Thank you so much for being here tonight.
Anytime. Had fun.
I love new friends.
Me too.
Scorpio. Scorpio power. Knuckle. Oh. Activate. Boom.
Thank you.
driving my mama big
dans sa chambre, Joël et Savary, on regarde sur ses fringues, sur les murs de photos, sans regret, sans mélodie. La porte est claquée, Joël est barré. Thank you. direction, the luminescent dash, warm the direct, melts on your burning flesh. You can see your reflection in the luminescent dash.
Stop the end. to the river. Word to the river. Live to the river.
I am Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with Fallen Woman, stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.